Welcome to the Dermatology Podcast, the podcast of the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. I'm Christopher Horskamp.
And I'm Cécile Mitoir.
And we are your hosts. Today we're speaking with Professor Paolo Gisondi. Beyond being an established dermatologist practicing in the time of COVID-19, he has also recently published numerous articles in the JEDV on the subject.
Since April 2020, he has published articles entitled Dermatologists and SARS-CoV-2, the impact of the pandemic on daily practice. Cutaneous manifestations of SARS-CoV-2 infection, a clinical update. Management of biological therapies for chronic plaque psoriasis during COVID-19 emergency in Italy.
Going a little deeper into his background, he graduated in medicine and surgery from the Catholic University of the Sacred Heart in Rome, later specializing in dermatology and venereology at the University of Parma. His research life really began at the Institute Dermatologico Immacolate in Rome, Italy. Since 2014, he has had the role of Associate Professor of Dermatology at the Department of Medicine, Section of Dermatology and Venereology at the University of Verona in Verona, Italy. And in 2018, he was elected director of the School of Specialization in Dermatology and Venereology.
His research interests have concentrated on clinical and epidemiological research, particularly in inflammatory skin diseases. A special interest has been dedicated to psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis and their management with conventional and biological drugs. Most of his studies focus on the association between psoriasis and comorbidities, particularly metabolic alterations and arthritis.
Professor Gisondi, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you to you and for your beautiful introduction. You know me better than me. And I'm very impressed for this. Thank you very much.
So, first things first, why did you choose the field of dermatology?
I choose dermatology because I am a very visual-oriented person. I like images. I am attracted by pictures. So I was attracted by observing skin and its changes.
So now you're on a podcast talking about a visual discipline.
Yeah. Yes, but this is the magic of how things are changed and are changing in the real world. Yes, it is.
And your professional interest in comorbidities?
The skin expresses itself, but also reflects internal diseases. So the skin is like a mirror of what is going on internally. And I was attracted also by these issues when I selected the dermatology.
So what motivates you in your professional life and your personal life?
I'm very motivated by the growth in the skills, including personal relationship, professional skills, new knowledge, new ability. So I'm very attracted by reaching new target, every time new target.
Was that brought on maybe because did you have an advisor that helped you grow in the past? Is that something in your personal experience that you like to project forward?
Yes, I'm grow with Professor Girolomoni, and for me it was a master in dermatologist and also an example to follow.
So could you tell us about your main research interests and how you were driven to these topics?
Yes, my research interest includes psoriasis, particularly comorbidities of psoriasis, metabolic comorbidities such as obesity, diabetes. And I am fascinated by the crosstalk between inflammation driven by the skin, by psoriasis, and inflammation driven by metabolic comorbidities.
What are the main factors to consider when determining the best treatment approach for a person with psoriasis?
Nowadays, we have several treatments for psoriasis. So I think that we have nowadays the opportunity to treat very well patients with conventional, but also with biological treatment. And I think that nowadays we have many opportunities for psoriasis to satisfy the need of the patient.
And how about the patients? How can patient adherence be improved in psoriasis?
Patient adherence could be improved by engaging trust and strong patient-physician relationship from emotional perspective. Relationship skills are very important in my practice, according to my perspective, are even more important than technical skills. I mean, the patient usually do not assess H-index, do not assess PubMed in understanding the physician, but it's something very emotional that is going on during the visit.
So how can better understanding of the comorbidities improve the treatment of psoriasis?
Firstly, I believe that treating well psoriasis could prevent the development of some comorbidities, such as the development of psoriatic arthritis. Then, reducing the excess of the body weight of obese patient could improve the response rate to patient to biological treatment in patient with psoriasis. So is also very important to treat comorbidity well to better treat psoriasis itself.
In your opinion, how is quality of life affected in inflammatory skin conditions and how can it be improved?
Quality of life is usually very impaired in patients with psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, hidradenitis suppurativa, vitiligo, skin cancer, nail disease, because skin is very visible. And this is something that we understand very well in treating patients in our real life, but frequently is not understood by the administrative people of the hospital that manage public money and resources.
You have published three papers with the JEADV on COVID-19.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time for a moment.
Yeah.
December 31st, 2019, a cluster of cases of pneumonia are reported in Wuhan, China. By mid-January, it appears to be an epidemic and cases start popping up in neighboring countries. Then it hits Italy hard. The hospitals are hit hard. When did you really feel the scope of this?
When I received email from my colleague, European colleague outside of Italy, from UK, from Netherlands, from Germany, and they from Australia, and they asked me, Paolo, how are you? Paolo, which is the situation in Italy now in these days? So I had the feeling that the issues of pandemic was very perceived also in the other part of the world. And they were very worried as well, like me.
And during the lockdown?
During the lockdown, I attended the hospital every day. And it was very dramatic period for all over Italy, of course, for all over the world. And I was very worried because of the general situation. And most importantly, I was worried because I was afraid to be affected myself and to spread the virus in my family.
I can imagine this was something that was felt by your colleagues as well.
You were one of the first to really publish anything like this. Jumping to right now, what do we know about the cutaneous manifestations of COVID-19?
The skin manifestation of SARS-CoV-2 infection are presented by at least 20% of patients, and they are very polymorphic manifestation. Different patterns have been described from exanthematum, vascular, urticaria, or acupropular pattern. I'm very impressed by chilblain-like lesions and purpuric lesions because I think that they are the damage of the virus on the endothelium. And they are very important for us dermatology to be recognized.
And so how do you see the impact of COVID-19 on the daily practice in dermatology with what you learned about the cutaneous manifestations, with the impact in general on the practice?
During the lockdown, the number of in-person visit was dramatically reduced because of the lockdown. And telemedicine has been is needed for the follow-up of those patients. But not all the patients, but also not all the physicians are ready to integrate telemedicine in their practice. But it is very important from this point of view. Meeting in person, scientific meeting in person, have been dramatically reduced by the pandemic. But on the other hand, I can say to you that I'm also very happy with the webinars. I do much more webinars than meeting in person, really, these days. I think they are effective as well. Of course, the emotional that meeting in person could give you to the attendees is different, completely different. But in terms of educational and efficacy of the meeting, the webinar, in my understanding, is similar effective as well. The other issues of the pandemic at the dermatologists have been recruited and could be recruited in COVID unit working in this department. And this is an issue for our specialties for from emotional and as a professional novel challenge for all of us.
In your experience, how did the pandemic affect patient care in inflammatory diseases and biological therapies?
Yes, this is a very important question. At the beginning of the pandemic, I was very worried because patients with psoriasis receiving systemic treatment could have been at risk of developing the infection and could have the dramatic worse outcome of this. But fortunately, we did several studies confirming that patient non-biologics are not at increased risk of hospitalization and death from COVID. The reason for this, we don't know. Possibly some of patients were more aligned to the safety measure recommended by the government, so maybe self-isolated very efficiently. But possibly biological drug could have a protective effect. This is a strong sentence, but we need more data on this. But as you know, biological treatment have been investigated for the treatment of a COVID infection, and the cytokine storm released by the virus could be in some way prevented by biological treatment. And so nowadays I start new treatment for patients that need systemic treatment, biological treatment, of course, I feel very confident to do this.
So you see this as the direction where the research is going now.
Yeah.
This is very interesting because at the beginning of the pandemic, yeah, we were receiving many articles on the safety of immunosuppressive drugs, yeah, during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, and fortunately, I can say that the similar findings are for patients treated with biologic for rheumatoid arthritis, for IBD, mm-hmm, inflammatory bowel disorder. So similar findings are recognized, but also for transplanted patients receiving cyclosporine and receiving other immunosuppressive treatment. So is something that the signal is that these drugs are not increasing the risk for a negative outcome, a worse outcome in case of infection.
If you could send a message to every fellow dermatologist, yeah, and to every dermatologic patient, what would you say?
If you can choose to be right or to be kind, always choose to be kind, because this is very much important in personal and professional relationship, and you will receive the gift that you will need by doing like this.
That's a very nice message.
When it ties back to patient compliance, because if the patient trusts their dermatologist, they're more likely to follow the regime.
The advice, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
That's a perfect message. Thank you, Professor Gisondi.
Professor Gisondi, thank you very much for being with us today. We've really appreciated your insights, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Professor Gisondi, for joining us again.
Thank you very much to you. It was an honor and pleasure to give this podcast for the EVD colleagues. Thank you very much.
That was Professor Paolo Gisondi, dermatologist, researcher, and author and co-author of articles pertaining to the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Relevant articles include
Dermatologist and SARS-CoV-2, the impact of the pandemic on daily practice, Gisondi and co-authors. Management of biological therapies for chronic plaque psoriasis during COVID-19 emergency in Italy, Talamonti and co-authors. Cutaneous manifestations of SARS-CoV-2 infection, a clinical update, Gisondi and co-authors. Dermatologists and SARS-CoV-2, the impact of the pandemic on daily practice, Gisondi and co-authors.
Thank you for listening. Until the next time,
take care of your skin.